from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You're going to fight for the quarterback that's with you, that you're going to rock with during the season. So, I mean, Justin is my guy, but, I mean, he was the quarterback last year. Now we got Caleb. He's my guy times two because he's going to be here. So, you know, that's how we're going
to
rock.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Adapting to what you have, what can your advantages be, and how can you put a product on the field no matter what your skill sets are that can go out and play at a high level. And so that's been our mindset. Yeah, we'll probably fair to say we'll be a little bit more on script. fair to say. But Chicago fans are going to obviously love watching Caleb. He's phenomenal talent, and we had a great run together.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Holiday drills it, right field, down the line, grand slam! The happiest of holidays!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City, time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland. Sports leader 1080, The Fan. It's always weird we're having a high porn when we're not there. We are live. Dirt and Spray, good morning. It's 6 a.m., and we are live on location at the PDXYZ event just across the railroad tracks from our normal studios, hanging out today. They like to call this the Unconference Conference, business leaders, movers and shakers, and we're hanging out here. It's actually a really beautiful setup that they got us in with the doors kind of open. I feel like if I was a millionaire, this is what my life would look like. The door wide open, nice little breeze, but I'm inside living a lavish life.
I think they were so excited about my return from vacation that they wanted to plan a big event, and there's going to be a lot of dignitaries here today, and we're going to get to interview some of them, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
I'm with you on the sliding doors. I feel like the sliding doors are the new modern technology home run.
Yeah,
like, if you have the ability to do this in your living room, into a backyard,
yes,
maybe into a bedroom,
there's a
onto
pool
a deck.
Out here in my mind.
Yes,
you know
there's
what
like
I mean?
A lanai right yeah. there, and I got a patio chair that I could go sit on. I could slip into the pool. You're coming and going as you please. The sliding doors, whenever I go to a restaurant now that has sliding doors, I'm genuinely stoked.
The garage doors too.
Garage
the
doors.
Sliding up one, yeah.
It gets the job done too because it just brings in all the fresh air. Now it's going to get hot at some point today, but not during our time slot, and I'm loving it.
What is a lanai?
It's a lanai, dude.
What is that, though?
It's the lanai. How do you not know what a lanai is?
Well, you said it with such confidence. I'm like, vacation has changed dirt. What's a lanai? I've never even heard of what a lanai is.
A lanai is like it's a Hawaiian word for a veranda, especially a fully furnished one used as a living room.
Oh, okay.
How do you not know what a lanai is, bro?
Well, I'm more curious why you used it, but you didn't know how to explain it.
We got some first off.
It's a good vibe here.
We're in. Indoors, so yeah. it almost feels a little muggy. Like, you know, we got the outside breeze, the inside AC. There's a little mugginess in the air. We got some tropical plants around us in this lobby that we're doing the show from. And so it just, you know, it's kind of giving off Hawaii vibes right now. You want to get laid this morning?
I'd love to get laid in the morning. It'd be great. My wife is snoring currently. The only technical thing, Jake's hanging out with us here, our social media, YouTube extraordinaire. He's hanging out with us, and he was none... He was not the most excited person when we walked up here. He's like, how are you doing this every day? We're like, I don't know, man. Just injecting caffeine into my veins.
I had the same reaction when I woke up this morning. When you're off for a week, you forget how much it sucks to wake up at 4 o'clock.
Let me tell you, first of all.
Get up. It's like, what is this? Why am I doing this? It's happening.
It is.
It's, hey, there's swag. It's great to have you back. I want to tell you about what happened while you were gone.
How was it? Was it home run shows, award-winning shows?
I don't know. I just get in my car and go home at the end of them and crawl into a dark.
8:58.
I will say we worked as hard as we've worked all season the first 2 days you were gone.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
I picked a good time to be on vacation then. Is that what you're telling me?
You picked a great time. So what happened was I missed Monday's show because we did 4 hours of back-to-back days. I did Friday. I was just kind of wiped at that point,
Taking a breather.
Media days are coming and going, moving and shaking. So I missed Monday's show. In my mind, I had missed Monday. I don't know why, but I thought you were back Tuesday. So I come in and I do Tuesday, realize you had told me a different day. I'm like, that's right.
Yes.
So I do Tuesday solo. I then come in Tuesday night. I'm in my kitchen. My wife is talking about tomorrow's show. She goes, are you all ready? I'm like, ready to go. Dirt's back on the saddle. 20 minutes later, it's 7:30 at night. Swag text, no Dirt tomorrow. And I went, I could have sworn on my mom. He said, I'm back Wednesday. So then came in yesterday. I was a little bummed you weren't here, but it's good to have you back here at the PDXYZ event.
This is why I'm back, man. Live shows. We have done, I think, in our history as a morning show, two live shows. Three, I mean, however many Fan Golf Classic shows we've done, that's the only time that we have ever been live.
Which ones were they?
That's it. That's all we ever get because we don't do the Fan Madness stuff because we're on so early and the games don't start until we're off the air. Outside of that, I mean, you get like a couple of random ones here or there for companies throughout the year for other shows. But again, not many places want live broadcasters at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we don't get to take the show on the road very often. And it's kind of fun to be out with the people.
It is nice to be out with the people. There's no people here yet.
There's no people.
But around 8 a.m. there will be.
There's no people. Are we up on YouTube yet? Are we working on it?
Thumbs we're up? Live on YouTube?
That's why he's here. Jake's here.
We're trying to do that. Right now they're staring at me. And a dark studio.
Oh, okay.
But we have the...
Can you turn the damn light on then? Can you at least do that
I turned
that
my
people?
Light on. You turn want me to turn the studio light on where you guys
sit?
Sure. Our empty studio?
I will run in there and flip the light on.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, when I was in Sun River, which is just one of my favorite places on the planet.
I was worried you weren't coming back.
Every time I go,
I'm always worried.
I don't want to move back, and it crossed my mind this time. If it makes you feel any better, we had maybe the worst air quality in the world, so that was really cool.
Yeah, you guys had the fire over there.
That was really fun.
I went up to the lake on Sunday and hung out with a friend, picked my kid up at Timothy Lake, and we didn't have it as bad, but like I could see just past the mountain. It's like super hazy, and I'm like, ooh, that wildfire's kind of catching.
You wake up every day, you go outside, you take the dog for a walk, and you're like, hey, maybe today will be better. Maybe this will be
the
day.
And it wasn't.
And you walk outside, and you're like, I can taste the air right now. I feel like I'm eating oatmeal with my morning dog walk, and probably not very good for the lungs. And so we ended up just literally kind of cramped into a house for like 3 days.
Really?
I mean, there's just only so much you could do. You don't want to be out all day. You're not going to go play a 5-hour round of golf or go paddle boarding and be outside all afternoon.
No.
I was a little more willing to be like, hey, I've done a lot of things to my lungs over the years.
I'm willing to die for this.
But then everybody else was kind of like, we're not taking the kids out. We don't want to go out. And I'm like, I get it. You got more to lose than I do. So we can just hang inside and play board games. That's all right.
You know, you also have a kid.
No, I do. I'm saying me personally, I've done a lot of damage to the body over the years. I think I'm okay.
I'm
built for this, baby.
Yeah, you are built for it. You know, the interesting thing to me is there anything worse? Like, I was going to originally take Friday off, and then we had a schedule snafu, so I had to move it to Monday.
Yeah, you wanted the 3-day weekend.
And Friday, it was gorgeous. Typical summer day in Oregon.
Perfect.
Monday, it was a piss storm of 60 degrees, and I went, I'm glad I had to move my off day to Monday so I could literally do nothing today.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse?
Very productive day.
Than having your off time, your vacation ruined in some regard, the way you had it, the way I had the weather bad for one day. Like, there's nothing worse than that feeling.
No, Swag takes the cake for his Hawaii trip last year. He had the volcano erupt. No, it was the wildfire. That's right.
Yeah.
The wildfire tore everything down.
Right.
He couldn't
Took
go.
Took out an entire town.
He wanted to know if his fishing trip was still on the books,
well,
man.
Well, the fishing trip is scheduled for August 16th. I leave the 15th. Everything's locked and ready
what
to go.
What time's the boat leaving the port, man? Yeah. We got to go.
So I got to be there at 6:15 a.m.
He's already ready. He's planning it out. That one takes the cake. At least I got a couple of nice days, and that helps. Rainy day, as long as you didn't travel, that still sucks, but you can get stuff done. You can sleep in. It's not ideal. You'd rather have 85 and sunny.
It was not a rainstorm of epic proportion. I played golf Monday morning. It was fine.
We already talked about this. You were the only one on the golf course when you played.
No, there was people around. It wasn't.
You played in 2 hours. You didn't have anybody out
there. I walked 18 holes in 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Exactly.
Right, those the best rounds when you're out there. Nobody, not a soul in sight. You're done in less than 3 hours.
Also, you play golf in Hillsboro. I live by Mount Hood. We live in completely different areas. Your weather is not my weather.
Different climates over here, man.
We are
right?
Different climates.
You stay over there on the west side with your good weather, okay? We're up in the mountains, Swigart.
Yeah, that east side wind and rain, you know nothing about, my
but
man.
But that one, at least, you know, if you had a Hawaii especially, I remember Swag going through that last year. That's Hawaii's like top three bucket list trips that you could go on, at least for me personally.
Oh, 100%.
Like, when you know that trip's on the horizon, you're thinking about it at least 3 months in advance.
Yeah.
And you're excited, and you're thinking about all the activities, and you're planning day trips, and you're, oh, should we do this on Tuesday? What about this on Wednesday? To have that completely fall apart due to weather, an absolute kick in the nuts. But I think we decided with this weather that I don't know if late summer in Central Oregon's going to fly anymore. I think it's one of those.
I think you got to go early summer.
You got to go like
before
May
the
or
fire
June,
season, yeah.
Or try and find like an off weekend of football where you go for like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday in October or something when it's a little bit cooler, because it kind of defeats the whole purpose. It should have just been a staycation.
Yeah, it's but staycations are also like. People always try to hype up staycations. They kind of end up sucking. You know,
anti-staycation guy?
Well, no, I've done plenty of staycations. My stance on that has changed with children. It's a lot cheaper to do staycations.
Yes,
it is. What I would say is the Hawaii thing you're talking about, you're 100% right. Like, we're contemplating Hawaii in Christmas.
Ooh.
Like, my family
you got to do it once. It's awesome.
My family's an absolute S show right now. I want nothing to do with what's going on. My wife's family's thing is always, you know, they're good, but like the extended family gets a little weird.
Sure.
So we're kicking around the idea of it. You cannot beat the anticipation of going to a place like that.
A tropical vacation.
Versus I say, I'm off for a week and a half for Christmas.
We're
what are you doing?
To Vancouver on Thursday.
I'll be in my living room. Watching another movie.
Going to be at home playing NCAA football, dude. What are you talking about, man? We're building the dynasty up. Just sit around the house for 4 days, all right? We're grinding on the recruiting trail.
How was the offseason, Coach? Did you do much on your offseason?
Hey, top 25 recruiting class, man. We're feeling good. Future's bright. People in Atlanta are excited, man. We're building progress.
So Jake is out here, our social media guru, our YouTube king. He is efforting the YouTube right now. We're checking it to see if it's going to be possible. It's hard because we can't communicate with him while we're on the air.
No, we
have the headsets on. I can't hear what he's saying. So we'll talk with Jake, and hopefully we get that up. If we can't, we'll let you know. It's good to have Dirt back on the saddle. We have got a lot to get to today. We are live at the PDX 2024 XYZ event, hanging out. If you're just curious about this, it's an experience created by a community of a ton of people. Executives tired of the traditional hotel ballrooms and convention centers and wanted to have an immersive experience that was different, unique, and candid, creating a blend of unique experiences, candid content, local community engagement, HQ visits, and top-tier executives. We got a big guest list at this thing today.
We do.
The Mavericks' Nico Harrison is going to be at this thing.
Just signed Klay Thompson. How's he feeling about that?
He was just at Pittsburgh Steelers camp. Mike Tomlin's like, he's one of my favorite guys. I want to talk to him because he's a Nike guy.
He is.
And I traditionally, growing up in sports, like, you couldn't just go be a shoe guy and then run a team.
No, that's not the way it usually works.
It's changed a lot in the last like 15 years. I want to talk to him if we get the chance to do that. A loaded guest list out here at the PDXYZ event, and we have a loaded show. So we got a lot of football. We got football today. You didn't know this until about 20 minutes ago.
I showed up this morning, and you made my entire day. It was like, why am I waking up at 4 o'clock? I should just be on vacation permanently. Now we got to go do a live show. I don't really know. I'm trying to catch up on emails. I'm a little discombobulated this morning. And then I find out the Hall of Fame game is tonight.
Yeah.
I am so jacked to watch that.
Nobody's playing in it.
I can't wait.
They've already announced it.
It doesn't matter.
We do have
Tyson Bagent is playing. How dare you?
Swag and I did highlight what we think is probably the most exciting part about the game.
Oh.
Because there's no big players.
Okay.
Kickoff.
The new kickoff
rules.
We
get to see the new kickoff and how that looks. And does anything look different? And does it change the way returns are? That was about as exciting as we could get for the Hall of Fame game.
I don't know what this, and Swag would know this. We can get to this later in the show. We should have a fun game of what will the ratings be for certain Olympic events that are going on tonight in the United States.
Versus.
Compared to a preseason football game played on maybe the worst field imaginable.
Easily, yeah.
And nobody's playing
on either side.
But you know what I'm going to be watching tonight?
The football?
Every second of it.
Well, you know what I'm going to start with? The Olympics.
Hey!
Let's start with a little Olympic chatter with Dirt. It is good to be out here at the PDXYZ event. Dirt and Sprague, let's get it going on a Thursday on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here, live at the PDXYZ event, bright and early. Your coffee boys, your morning roasters.
We're up on YouTube now. We got it all figured out.
Are we on the YouTube? You got the YouTubes up? Can we check to see what it looks like?
See how sexy we look. It's always a little bit of a
delay. It's always lag behind.
And people are saying we sound like robots, but hey, we power through. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Maybe this is AI dirt, like we have Al Michaels calling the Olympics.
Have you noticed an uptick? There's a wall behind you with, like, fake moss.
Yeah,
have you noticed an uptick in businesses and restaurants? And, like, I got a tea spot next to my house.
Uh-huh.
They also have like a plant wall, and basically people just pose in front of it, and it's got the company name.
Take a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you noticed an uptick in like fake moss and plant walls lately?
You got to do it for the gram, man. You got to get your picture in when, and it's a great idea for the business to market their business.
I agree.
Because everybody falls for, I've taken those pictures before.
It looks really nice. I'm not hating on it. I just noticed, like, my daughter wants this. She's like, can we do like a plant theme when you walk in my bedroom? And I'm like,
what?
Okay, I guess.
Staple a bunch of fake moss to your wall? How do I get that off?
Dude, my
kid. Do I glue it? Do I tape it? What's the process there?
Now, you have a boy. I got two girls. Yeah. I'm curious where the differences are going to be or what you notice versus what I've noticed. I've realized how alike and not alike my kids are of me. And I'll be curious if Teddy is more you,
sure.
Which I think he will be.
Yeah, boys tend to go that way.
Or is there a lot of Michelle and you're just like sitting there and you're going, where did you get this from?
No, that's not the trait I wanted you to pick up.
Because my daughter has a lot of things like me, and then she goes, Dad, I think I'm going to test out having a hammock as my bed.
Yes!
And I went, a hammock?
You're going to sleep on a hammock, huh?
There's literally a hammock in her bedroom, and she slept in it for over a week. And I'm like, how are you feeling physically?
We got a bit of a hippie situation going on here, man.
She's got a little bit of that vibe.
We got
the
moss on the wall. We want greenery in the room. Yep. We want to sleep on a hammock. Yep. You know, let's be a carbon neutral, right?
Oh, yeah.
Watch your footprint, taking cold showers.
Oh, yeah.
We're going Antifa road here. I don't know, man. I'm a little worried right now.
You missed a massive development in the Sprague household while you're out. I am a bearded dragon owner now.
Yeah, I saw
it. I have a pet bearded dragon in my bedroom.
It's a big deal.
Well, you know, the daughter wanted it. I gave in because I'm a sucker. And where does the bearded dragon live? Well, of course, it has to live in my bedroom,
yes.
Not hers.
No, it's got to be in your room.
So now I have a lizard sleeping 7 feet from my head.
I got to be honest with you. I saw those pictures. I did not know that it was sleeping in your room.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, thank you.
I am now actively rooting for one night somehow a top to get left open and for that little guy to come climbing out. You feel something on your leg at 3 o'clock in the morning. What is that? It's the lizard.
I am terrified of reptiles. I will say, so far a weekend, they are pretty docile animals.
I mean, you don't do anything with them, right? You just feed them? Like,
you literally
do?
Pick them up and put them on you. They don't move.
They just
want to sleep.
Yeah.
That's all this thing. It's like a cat, but it looks like a lizard.
It's my kind of animal, man.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm not anti-bearded
dragons.
You get
to sit under a heated lamp all day, so you're nice and toasty warm. You got a cool little cage
it's
with trees and sticks and different things that you can climb on, and then you're sleeping most of the day. If I'm coming back as an animal, that's probably top five.
You asked before the break, football Olympic stuff. The Chicago Bears 15 minutes ago. Football is back.
Football is back. And we get Hard Knocks next week, too, I believe, right?
We do. And we got a lot of football stuff I'm going to dive into coming up here in about 10 minutes. We're going, dude, we're going
heavy.
Bees deep.
We're going heavy.
We're going bees deep here at PDXYZ.
I can't wait.
How much Olympic stuff? Let's be in the trust tree here. How much Olympic stuff have you followed?
Well, so the trip, I did not have a lot of plans to watch many sporting events. There's not much going on that really interests me. We're in a place where you want to be outdoors basically 14 hours a day.
Sure.
That option was taken off the table for us. And so mainly because the nephew and the nieces are super into the Olympics, like all in on it. Every event, they want to watch every second of it.
Yep.
All about the swimming, all just random things you turn on. And so because we ended up being stuck inside for a couple of days, I actually watched a decent amount.
Okay.
Can't really tell you what was going on. It was more of like, hey, it's just kind of on and I'm not really paying attention.
Mm.
But it was on the television for large chunks of our day.
It's like a standard parent having to watch the Disney movie for
exactly.
The ninth time.
What
it's
happened in that movie? Like, I don't really know. I know we're good at swimming. I can tell you that.
Well, Katie Ledecky certainly is.
She's dominant. Won another gold medal. We got the Team USA won it. I lost money on the first Team USA game. I can tell you that.
Oh, you took the Serbs play.
I did.
And a half. Yeah,
I got it at plus 14.
Yeah, Gunderson got it at 16 and
14.
A half.
14. I thought, hey, they got the best player in the world. They should be able to cover that spread.
I was very upset by something in the Olympics that shouldn't have bothered me.
Opening ceremonies. I'm boycotting, by the way.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
A headless Marie Antoinette.
The opening ceremonies did not support all of my beliefs. even though, and I'm not going to support our athletes because of it, even though they had nothing to do with
it.
And they didn't plan the opening ceremonies. I'm not supporting my country. This is outrageous.
There's always a sector of our society with a USA flag in their Twitter bio waiting to pounce on Team USA losing.
Simone Biles, you suck!
Yeah. Mental health, you're weak! She got another goal, bitch.
She did.
I was bothered by Katie Ledecky got another gold. She's got all the records. She's the most amazing swimmer of all time.
She wants to come back again, by the way. I saw that in 4 years.
Go get it.
Keep racking them up, man.
Damn. The ACC claimed her.
I'm gonna have to play ignorant on this. Where did she go to college?
Stanford.
Cal. Oh, get the hell
she
out
went
of
to Cal.
Here.
Cal.
Cal. Yeah,
yeah.
Same thing.
Stanford, Cal,
yeah,
you know,
whatever.
Bay Area.
Pac-12.
But, well, you should talk to the ACC about that because I think their graphic actually says Stanford on its swag. But
it pissed me off because I did see a graphic that had medalists by conference.
Yeah.
And the ACC was dominating.
Yep.
Well, what are we doing here?
Spoil.
What are we doing here?
They took us.
This is not, the Oklahoma City has not won an NBA championship. The Seattle Sonics won an NBA championship.
Bothers me
immensely. Don't get to claim that.
I agree.
This is not your history here.
It's been a rough go for your boy.
Who's my boy? Wyndham Clark, is that what you're going to talk about?
No, oh, I don't know what's happening.
I heard he sucked in golf.
I saw Scotty got a birdie.
Did
so
he? Okay.
I know. Team USA so far, they handled South Sudan yesterday. They trounced Serbia. There's been fake controversy from this. Jason Tatum, DMP.
Uh-oh.
Then he starts yesterday, hits the side of the backboard.
I saw that.
They call that the Paul George. Joel Embiid got a DMP yesterday.
He did.
Your boy.
They're sitting him down.
Ooh.
I mean, look.
He's looked real rough in this thing
so
far.
Let's be honest, okay? FIBA rules don't really support Joel Embiid.
Well, neither does the roster.
Neither does the roster. It's not his game. He's he's a bit of a floppy guard playing center.
Sure.
And you're not going to get away with that stuff as a big. I did see the Tatum DNP in game one, and I laughed my ass off.
That is a first-team All-NBA guy who everybody nationally tries to shove down our throats.
Not even the best player on his own team. He might be the third best player on his own team.
Might be the fourth.
And he's
Holiday,
in,
White,
yes.
Brown.
He's,
I mean, come on.
I'm not going to give you White on that one, but sure, why not?
Hey, White looking good for Team USA. I'll tell you that much right now. Come on. Derek White, Mr. Do Everything.
Him getting a DMP was hilarious, and they had to come out with the whole, you know, somebody's got to not play, and we got to figure this out. A guy that I'll give credit to who kind of, I think, knew his role coming in, and I didn't watch a ton of the South Sudan game. I just saw that they won.
Yeah.
But Tyrese Haliburton is a guy that is kind of, you know, he's accepting of his role. He understands where he's at on that roster, that he's not going to play huge minutes.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He's
$200 million
Olympics.
Contract.
He's doing
the
great.
Face of Indiana. He's him and Caitlin Clark are
yes.
running the city. Like,
he came in late in a blowout, and what did he do? Knock down a couple of shots. Like, and, be ready, man. He's getting his moment in the Olympics. That's awesome.
And he's going to smile and take a gold medal.
Yes, he is. Stand
Tatum,
up on that podium.
He played like somebody. It's gotten in his head.
Yes, it has.
I think it's kind of broken this man.
The Jaylen Brown thing got in his head when he won conference finals MVP. They tried to downplay that like he didn't care. Just like they tried to downplay KD when he won his titles with Golden State, and we all said, he doesn't look that happy. And then we find out he really wasn't that happy.
South Sudan's a very good story because Luol Deng is quite literally funding all of it for them to exist as like a team,
which is really cool.
It's a really good story. You should read about it. But I was thinking about this yesterday when they ended up pulling away and winning this game. Jaylen Brown hates Team USA right now. Not the players, but the entity,
the collective.
I see white people on Japan. I'm seeing all kinds of weird things happening in these countries. Like,
the
how
M. Night Shyamalan
well,
movie.
Like, is
I
that
see white people.
This guy's got dual citizenship.
Yeah.
Did he just play in Japan for 10 years and so he could be on Team Japan? I don't know how all that works.
It's kind of smart because you don't have a chance in hell at making the Team USA roster.
South Sudan's a little feisty. They got some long, lengthy guys. Jaylen Brown should do a heel turn.
Go check.
Be dual citizenship and play for South Sudan in next Olympics.
And beat Team USA.
And try to beat Team USA. It'd be the funniest heel turn of all time. It'd be Hulk Hogan leg dropping.
NWO.
Randy Savage just like, what?
Ripping the shirt off. Where's the yellow and red? Why is he wearing black?
I was thinking about that. I'm like, dude, that would be the ultimate move for him, man. Go to South Sudan. They're great story. Easy to root for. USA doesn't want you because you're not a Nike guy.
Yeah.
Here we go, baby. I'm all about it.
Now, how many more weeks do we have? Is this thing almost over? Are we still in the middle of it? How long is this?
The basketball, they don't play very many games.
They've only played two games so far.
I think Steve Kerr did an interview, and he said we play like six or seven games.
They play six. They got one more pool game, and then quarters, semis, and the medal game.
And I'm assuming we will be through all of that into the quarters
finishes
and semis.
On the following Sunday, so a week from this Sunday it ends.
Okay, so we got about a week and a half or so left.
We will pivot to football, but I put the poll question up. What will you watch more of tonight? The NFL Hall of Fame game or the Olympics?
It's not even close.
You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. The poll question is up. Speaking of football, we have football to discuss. There's been a lot of football dealings that have happened while you were gone, and now that you're back. So we'll dive into some college football. We're going to visit our local teams in their first day of fall camp. Fall ball is here.
It is here. Season's around the corner.
I got some Trent Bray cuts because we've done a lot of Dan Lanning. We interviewed Lanning. He was fun to talk to. He's been doing these national interviews, a lot of Lanning stuff. I got some Trent Bray audio I want to get to today. Talk a little Beaver football. We'll talk some Duck football as well. A quarterback for the Ducks in their history that I'm wondering, should we be comping Dylan Gabriel to? And it might not be the name that you're thinking of.
Ah.
So I'll throw that at you. So we got a lot more to get into. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with some football talk next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague live out at the PDXYZ 2024 event, partnering with Pier 150. Should be an exciting day out here hanging out. We are live indeed on YouTube. Round of applause for Jake getting
well
us
done.
Up on YouTube. Very
well
good job,
done.
Jake.
Well done.
Oh, don't be so modest. You don't have to
well
look down. You
done.
Can smile. It's okay to smile, baby. We're live. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Wave to the camera, man.
Yeah, tell the people hi. Say hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Jake's dad's going to be like emceeing this event.
He is, dude. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
He's got to be here all day. He's going to have a fun 13-hour day.
I get jealous of people who do things, and then I actually think about me doing those things, and I'm like, I don't think actually I'd want to do it.
I've been offered to MC a few events over the years, and I think I've turned every one of them down.
Really?
Yeah. It's not really my cup of tea, man. I'm not a great public speaker. I'm very socially awkward, despite my chosen profession.
Sure.
And getting up in front of crowds still makes me very nervous. Everybody always acts surprised when I say that, because they're like, you're on the radio. It's like, it's totally different, man. I'm sitting here, Jake's hanging out, we're talking. I know that there are people listening, obviously, but if the entire audience of our show was sitting on this, you know, in a grandstands in front of us, I'd feel a little bit more differently. But instead, it's just me and you hanging out. We're just doing a podcast.
When the Oregon State does the recruiting dinner thing that they do this, they had Lamar Hurd do it 1 year, and I've seen a photo, and I was like, oh, I'm so jealous of Lamar Hurd getting MC this. Why can't I MC it? And then, like, an hour later, I was like, I actually don't think I'd want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel
I've changed my mind.
That.
I'm out.
The only one I've ever done is the Winterhawks asked me years ago. They had a bunch of former NHL players in town.
Sure.
And they were doing like they were trying to convince a bunch of kids to sign. And so they brought their NHL guys back, and they asked if I could run like a question and answer kind of session with the players. And the reason I said yes was because they provided me all the questions.
Oh, that's
They basically gave me a type out. They were like, here's what you need to ask. Just tell everybody thanks for coming and then ask the questions. I said, I think I can handle that. I think I can pull that off.
Just to give you a snapshot of today, because we're live out here for this show. Danny Dusty will be out here, and then Isaac and Suk will be out here. This is going to be an all-day event of local business partners coming together, executives from all over the country, meeting to talk about future generations, building relationships, etc. Neil Everett's going to be here today.
That he is.
Nico Harrison, we mentioned him. Chris Schultz, who is the CEO of Voodoo Donut, is going to be hanging out today.
Voodoo Donuts are going to be here, and I will eat some.
Heather Davis, CEO of the Portland Timbers, is going to be hanging out. We got Orlando Williams, our good friend.
I love Orlando Williams, man.
Haven't seen or talked with Orlando Williams in quite a bit. So like, it is a loaded roster of who's who hanging out today.
And Dirt and Sprague.
We didn't really make that cut.
I mean, we're on the list. We're here. We're basically on the list.
I mean, we are here.
We're
I don't think we're on the list.
First one's here, buddy.
I don't think we're on the list.
We're big timing.
It's college football season.
That it is. I can't wait. I am so excited.
I'm jacked out of my mind.
I watch way too many, being stuck in a house in smog weather, I watch way too many interviews from Big Ten Media Day.
Really?
I have way too many of them. It's nothing to do. I'm bored out of my gourd, and I'm like, what is Matt Rhule talking about? Well, what's going on there? Then I see the other day that we're sending the Duck out to Lincoln, Nebraska to piss everybody off.
Yeah.
He tried to get into the Minnesota stadium, but they wouldn't let him in. I love what we're
you
doing.
You love
right
that now. You guys are trolling,
dude,
the conference.
I love it, man. Everybody already hates us. Most people hate our head coach, too.
Yep.
I'm all for it, man.
Yeah.
Poke the bear. You got nothing to lose.
You're ready to be a villain.
I am okay with being the villain. I remember having this debate with Ryan Buckley years ago because he got upset at me for saying that I hated the Golden State Warriors. Now, this was pre-KD, but I think it was the second year they were in the finals, the 3-1 blown series lead.
Okay.
And I remember ranting to him about how much I was rooting for Cleveland because I like LeBron and I hate Golden State.
Sure.
And he got pissed. He's like, how could you hate this team? They're all homegrown. Steph's a good dude. Klay's from here. Like, how could you possibly hate them? And I said, Draymond's the only one that I personally hate. I hate the collective because you're too good. You won 73 games.
Yeah.
And I said, don't get angry with my hatred. You should wear it as a badge of honor that your team has done something right to make me hate them.
Yes.
You know who hates the Portland Trail Blazers?
Nobody.
Nobody. You know why?
Nobody.
Because we're irrelevant.
Yeah,
we have not done anything in my entire lifetime.
It's accurate.
I want to be hated. I love being hated.
Really?
And I love that we're pissing everybody off in the Big Ten.
I feel you, brother. Everybody hates my Oregon State Beavers. All the conferences hate us. College football in general hates us. They just left us out in the cold. You keep hating on us
hey,
all you want.
You guys
want.
Are going to the Big 12, man. That's the scuttlebutt on the streets.
Oh, the internets are talking.
I got my ear to the streets. The Big 12 invite's coming soon.
Look, I want nothing more than to do a show and tell and break the news that Oregon State has been accepted into the Big 12. It's always interesting to me that only the internet says this exists. Right. No national pundit is reporting this.
No, not yet.
It's mysterious Twitter accounts that are deactivated and reactivated.
Yes.
They're wrong about 85% of the time.
And then we send out GIFs like, oh, my God, it's coming.
Oh, my God. Now, I want Oregon State in a conference. Again, don't get me wrong. I want to be Big 12 Sprague here.
Yes.
You're Big 10 dirt.
We need to be the Big Show. That could be our new name.
Big Show.
You're Big 12. I'm Big 10. We could be the Big Show. That could be our intro. Well, it's the Big Show.
I am admittedly telling you 100% you are right. I am jealous. I would also too love to be hated because of my coach, because of my money, because of the flashiness, the mascot, the uniform, all of it. I'd love to be hated for it. It is a good marketing campaign. Heather Dinich, this is the time of year. I told Swag yesterday. College football's back, and then there's going to be a two-week period in August where nobody says anything and nothing is happening, and it's like dog days.
Yes.
And then football's like, we're a week and a half out from the first game.
Hello!
Yes. It's a good time of year for lists. Our friend Heather Dinich, who we had on the show, and I think we have her contact now, so we might have her on more regularly
Let's go.
She did a college football top 30 teams that can reach the postseason.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, to no surprise, who number one is.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
If everybody stays away from speeding tickets and child endangerment, that team is pretty loaded.
Yeesh, yeah, let's not do that anymore, Athens.
You missed a greatly timed interview. I got a Georgia person on Tuesday's show.
Very defensive?
No. Actually, pretty, I think, upset and ashamed by what's happening, but a thick Georgia accent.
Love that. That means
Kamala
football.
Harris, my family.
Yeah, that means football season's here. When there's Southern accents on the fan, you know good stuff's around the corner.
And so I was talking mostly about this, and as he's talking, you know, I don't know why all these things are happening to us. Everybody got speeding tickets, literally in the background. Woo, 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 woo.
You heard it in the siren?
Sirens came and just went right past him. He clearly was driving, and I went, boy, that's a time siren.
That fit perfectly.
The Georgia Bulldogs are number one, to no surprise. The number two most likely team to make the playoff. Nobody's giving us a chance.
Underdogs, man. Underdogs this year.
76% according to the FPI, the Football Power Index, the Oregon Ducks with the second highest odds to win the national title. 12.8% chance of winning the national championship.
Flying under the radar. Little engine that could. We got to climb up that mountain this year. Nobody's given us a shot, but I like our chances.
Now, it's a pretty substantial gap between you and Georgia winning the title.
Yes, it is.
Which I'd argue is interesting because you might not think Oregon, if you're a non-Oregon fan, is going to win the Big Ten. What you can argue is the Big Ten easier conference than the SEC, so I find it fascinating. They think Georgia is going to run through what the SEC is and win the championship, 9 points higher percentage chance than Oregon, but we don't need
to get
into that.
What's interesting about this is I had a segment in my notes today I was going to get to where somebody, I think it was Chris Lowe at ESPN, put out a kind of a schedule breakdown of all the interesting anecdotes, easy schedules, hard schedules, when teams play and all that. The interesting thing about this with Georgia and Oregon over Ohio State, for example, I'm assuming Ohio State is third on this list.
Ohio State is, yes.
I mean, they got to be in the top four at least, right?
They're fourth.
Number four, okay. Yeah. So the interesting note about it is, have you seen Ohio State's non-conference schedule? Not that Oregon has a challenging non-conference schedule, but Ohio State plays literally no. They got a Michigan schedule of last year. Now, I don't know if this was a rescheduled game or what was going on. The next 2 years, they play Texas, and then they play Alabama the next 2 years after that. So it is going to get more challenging for them. And Ohio State has traditionally scheduled hard in non-conference. They've had at least one kind of kickoff game on the road, neutral site at home, whatever. This year, they don't have that. So their schedule is incredibly easy. Oregon has a much more challenging, I would argue, Big Ten schedule than they do. The only difference is at least getting Ohio State at home.
Yeah.
But I would argue their Big Ten schedule is a little bit more challenging with road trips to Wisconsin and Michigan late in the season. And then with Georgia, Georgia has a pretty interesting schedule this year. They play Clemson in the opener, which I'm expecting them to win. But
Me too.
Clemson is a team that is still recruited at a high level.
They still make you think contender in this category, even though their last 2 years haven't been great.
Could be something. And then they have to go to Tuscaloosa this year, so they have to play at Alabama. And I believe they have to play at Texas as well, but I'll go pull it up.
Yes.
So you have two you would argue two of the top three teams in the SEC are Alabama and Texas, at least in the preseason, and you have to go on the road to play both of those teams.
Yes.
And so it's interesting, just at least with the percentages. You tell me Georgia's in the playoffs, I'm not surprised at all by that. But number one overall seed might be in question. And with Oregon and Ohio State, I do find it fascinating that the odds give them a better chance when Ohio State is all but guaranteed to be, you know, 4-0 going into the Oregon game, where Oregon should be as well. But Boise State might be a playoff contender this year as a Power Four school. And the Oregon State rivalry, I think Oregon's going to trounce them, but there's emotions in that game, man. And
you get a weird bounce.
It's on the road in a tough place to play, where there's going to be pure animosity in a way that you have never seen in that rivalry game before, and there was always hatred. So just with the odds, not saying I think Oregon's going to be in the playoff this year, but I find it interesting that Ohio State's not higher than either of those two schools.
I have a couple more takeaways. Let's just carry this over. We'll continue college football talk. We'll get into Oregon Day 1 camp, Oregon State Day 1 camp. We got all of that to get into as well. I got audio from Trent Bray. Some things that stood out for me at kind of his first post-fall camp media scrum. Is Dylan Gabriel maybe a glimpse of this Oregon quarterback and not so much some of the others that have been comped? We'll talk about that as well. But some more college football talk coming up next on The Fan, Dirt and Sprague live at PDXYZ. All right, Dylan Gabriel, what's he going to be? Kind of some general, dip the toe in the water of Oregon fall camp. Trent Bray spoke yesterday, post-Oregon State's first fall camp. Got some audio to share from the new head coach of Oregon State. We'll get into that. Ken Barkley is scheduled to join the show for the first time in like a month at 8 a.m.
Dude, I can't wait to talk to Ken, man. He had a nice little July off, even though he was working. He wanted a reprieve from us, which I don't blame him at all. But
I get it.
I remember the first time we ever had somebody from that show on was years ago. We were out at the Winco Foods Portland Open, and it was the first time we ever interviewed Nick Costos, his co-host.
Is that where we interviewed him at?
Remember being out there, and we asked him, because it was, it's an August event, preseason NFL games were going on, and we asked him for gambling takes on the NFL preseason slate, and he ranted for like 7 straight minutes about his favorite bets.
That's right.
And I was like, I love this guy. Yeah. I love this show, and so we'll see if Ken has any bets on the Hall of Fame game tonight.
I'm sure he's a sicko, and absolutely he does, and he's going to explain why coming up at 8 a.m. Hanging out at PDXYZ 2024, partner with Pier 150, beautiful venue out here just across the street from where our studios are. We're talking college football, and you get lists at this time of year. And one that caught my eyes, our good friend Heather Denich, the college football 2024, 30 teams that can reach the postseason.
Ooh.
And you talk about not giving us a chance. I think your schedule point before the break was a good one of you kind of have to look at all these team schedules and you see, okay, are they going to get through this, 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 and this? And like, part of Georgia's story right now is who's going to be available to play? Is anybody going to get suspended? Are they going to have right. more off-the-field issues?
Right.
Dude, since Jalen Carter's incident,
it's nuts.
It's like 20-plus car-related things, and now you got Ra-Ra Thomas, who doesn't seem like he's going to be back anytime soon, suspended indefinitely.
No, that kid's out.
Lincoln Riley had an interesting thing at Big Ten Media Day. I didn't get to talk about this yet. He brought up Nick Saban and the way Saban scheduled at Alabama, and people took this quote and called him out for it. Oh, it's ridiculous. Nick Saban faced this many. And I've seen some rebuttals to it of like, since Nick Saban got there, he really only faced these teams and only left his state or played at another venue X amount of times. Like almost always, like USC and their famous dog crawling pregame where they got trounced.
It's a Dallas game.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah. So it's like, we don't have to love everything Lincoln Riley. I know a lot of us out here don't like Lincoln Riley. I thought he had a valid point of like, I should just not care about scheduling non-conference games. It becomes a benefit for you during the season.
Well, and he's actively trying to get out of all their non-conference games. They open the season against LSU in Vegas in the first week of the year, and they have to close the season against Notre Dame, who is arguably going to be a playoff team this year as well.
Absolutely, and they're on Heather Dinich's list. They've got Riley Leonard, the quarterback from Duke. He's transferred in now to take over for Hartman. But I actually thought he was just being honest and saying something that's true. I hate it. I hate that we don't get great non-conference games every year. I think it should be mandated that we get these.
Until you get a standardized scheduling for everybody, teams are always going to try and find a way to play the system. His quote was, Nick Saban scheduled to win national championships.
Yes.
And it doesn't behoove us to play two games where we have to play LSU and Notre Dame in non-conference when we have three non-conference games. Two of those, one of those teams is likely to be a playoff team, and LSU is one of the top recruiters year in and year out in the country. And so that's as challenging of a non-conference schedule as you'll see out there. I appreciate his honesty. I want to get to the point where I don't care. I don't care if you go 8-4. You can get to the playoff as long as this is your schedule. I want to see good, entertaining games. Nobody wanted to watch Nick Saban beat Western Carolina by 70 points.
I agree.
In week 13, give me this. And if you go 9-3, I'm not going to punish you if you stumble if you scheduled hard during the regular season.
Talk about nobody giving us a chance. Trent Bray and Oregon State, they have a shot to get to a playoff as a group of five highest ranked member, right? Heather Dinich at number 22 of her top 30 teams. Boise State.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Boise State isn't deserving of being on this list. I'm not going to pretend that I have dove into Boise State football yet. I will. I'm actively reading as much as I possibly can to get ready for football season.
Yeah.
I find it interesting, like, she's got SMU, she's got Boise State on here, she's got UTSA on here. Nobody's given us a chance, Durr. You're the best chance. Nobody's given us a chance as a group of five.
Where are my beeves at on that list?
They're not, yeah.
Well, here's the question that I have, and I don't know if you know this off the top of your head. So, the highest-ranked group of five, or, you know, whatever, conference champion, gets an automatic bid into the college football playoff.
Yes.
I don't think, does that apply to Oregon State and Washington State this year? Because you can't win a conference. Does the Pac-2 count?
I think it's highest ranked group of five team. I don't know if the conference championship part applies to them the way it does all the other Power Four conferences.
And maybe that's the case, and that's how you find your way in. But I remember,
I'm pretty sure it's highest ranked group of five team.
You don't have to be a conference champion?
To my knowledge, I don't believe that's part of it.
So if you end up having a great, and I didn't know if the Pac-2 fell into that category. Are we going to crown a conference champion this year?
I mean, they do play. They play at the end of the year.
Best, you know, you get a head-to-head matchup, and whoever has the better record, I don't know how you want to decide that, but Oregon State and Washington State should be doing everything they can to crown a conference champion to claim group of five, you know, give us a spot.
So this was in June of SI. I want to reread this because, you know, we have an expanded playoff now. It's going to make all of this so much better, I think.
Yes, it is.
One of the more intriguing aspects, this is Sports Illustrated. The expanded playoff guarantee of at least one team from the group of five, the highest ranked conference champion.
So it has to be a conference champion.
Of which will receive a spot in the 12-team ranking. So
how does Oregon State and Washington State wiggle their way into that? Because if they're smart, they're going to do something to claim a conference championship.
You've got to make that Oregon State, Washington State game a conference title.
And if one of you goes 9-3 or 10-2 in your schedule and you're ranked, you know, say 14, 15, 16, somewhere in that range.
And that's the highest. You win.
You got a crack at it.
Because you can't Baylor TCU yourself.
No, you cannot.
We have a champion. They played. Result.
One
other
champion.
Team does well. We don't really have a champion. We're not sure. No. Okay, you're left out of the playoff. There's Ohio State.
One of the dumbest moves in the history of college football that maybe led to the downfall of the Big 12.
We got to go to the second hour, and we'll get more local here with our teams who started fall ball. Text police could help on this. I'll look it up, too, in case we don't get any text help. Have they announced that they're going to have a conference champion? Because that's a...
They should.
You have to.
You have to this year. I know it's a weird year. I remember thinking this was the only reason I didn't quite, unless there's another shoe to drop, which I hope there is.
Yeah.
For both schools, I remember thinking this was the downfall of their decision to try and cobble everything together for a couple of years, because if you would have found yourself in the Mountain West for this year, whether it be for a year, 2 years, 3 years, or whatever,
right,
you could have won that conference and said had an automatic bid into the college football playoff. And I don't know if that applies to them in the Big Two, in the Pac-2.
Yeah, one text person says highest ranked group of five independent, and you don't need to be a champ. SportsIllustrated.com, and this I'll look it up again for a different entity.
I mean, this is very college football, though, isn't it? We have
that
a
we're
format
still wondering.
That it begins this season, and it's like, how does it work? Who gets in? Who gets auto bids?
Well, it's also
not sure.
One of those, I think we talked about it in the moment of expansion talk, and then, like, you kind of just forget it and move on, and then you have to re-acclimate to the information. We'll look it up. We'll verify it. Loaded second hour of the radio program, live out of here at PDXYZ. We're going to kick it off with some local. Fall camp is open for the Ducks and the Beavs. Dylan Gabriel, more likely to be this guy, and Trent Bray, and a couple things that stood out from Oregon State's camp as they get ready for their first weird Pac-2 Mountain West-ish season. So a loaded second hour, Dirt and Sprague, back with more on The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.